Well, good afternoon, brethren. It's wonderful to see everyone on this beautiful Cincinnati muggy Sabbath day. Every time I come up here, I'm reminded of the story when a couple years ago at the feast when I was song leading and I forgot to bring my song list. And that was an interesting experience. I just kind of looked at the hymn, the one giving the hymns, and said, just turn to page number one, blessed and happy is the man. And then just kind of went through some various hymns. Anyway, I'm always glad when I see that I brought my notes up here after that experience. Well, the feast is getting close in the fall holy days, and we've had a very interesting year in 2020. A lot of changes taking place, and I just wanted to make just one kind of personal announcement. My wife and I are moving down to Nashville after the feast. So we'll be down there, not too far away, but just a couple of different changes, and we'll look forward to seeing you at the feast or when we're back up here for events, Winter Family Weekend, and other things. So it's been wonderful to get to know everyone here, and we've really enjoyed our time here. I've appreciated all the support the last 2 years since we've been here. So we'll miss everyone, and we'll be here still for a couple weeks. And I'm sure we'll see some of you at the feast, too. We'll be down in Panama City Beach. So just wanted to say kind of an early goodbye, but it's been wonderful to get to know everyone. And we appreciate, again, all the support that we've had with our family and our three kids. Savannah was my youngest, was born here. So we'll always have a special place in our hearts for Milford and Cincinnati. Well, let's jump into the sermonette. My Bible's in Revelation, and I'm not going to go to Revelation today. Evolutionists are really confused about a lot of things, but they're confused about one thing that we're going to look at today. Evolutionists think they have a lot of answers with science supposedly on their side, but the more scientific advancements come out, the more it seems to baffle evolutionists about not only the meaning of life in the big picture, but just specific questions. One of the questions we'll look at today is, why do human beings give? Why are we even generous? You know, there's a lot of stories we've seen where people have helped others, we've helped others, and we've received help from others. It seems that it's part of our nature, setting aside the selfish characteristics, we do have an altruistic nature where we're generous. You know, we help each other. You know, when there's a hurricane or something, we pitch in and we go down and we help volunteer. And this flies totally in the face of the survival of the fittest. You know, Darwin's idea that, you know, the strongest will win. Whoever can, you know, whatever animal or human being can take for themselves, you know, hoard up as much food as possible. The squirrels have, the squirrel with the most nuts in the winter survives the winter, the other ones die. So it's this selfish mentality that's kind of at the basis of parts of evolution. Let's turn over to Acts 20. Acts 20, and we won't read there yet, but just so you have your thumb there. So evolutionists are confused about why human beings give. But science has finally confirmed that God's way of life, giving, makes us happier. And it actually works. And science has now confirmed what Christ said 2,000 years ago about being happy and the qualities of giving and generosity. Before we look at the Bible, let's look at a little bit of the research that they found. It's amazing as brain scans have gotten more sophisticated over the last few decades, we've been able to tap into what areas of the brain light up when we're doing different activities. And this article came out in 2013 in the Wall Street Journal called Hardwired for Giving. And it's excerpted from the author Elizabeth Svoboda, her book, What Makes a Hero? The Surprising Science of Selflessness. So what they did, the article opens with, contrary to conventional wisdom that humans are essentially selfish, scientists are finding that the brain is built for generosity. New research shows that not only do humans have a generosity gene, but there's a biological basis for why giving feels good. Using tools, continuing the quote here, using tools like fMRI, which reveals blood flow in the brain, scientists are identifying the precise circuits within the brain that control these nurturing social impulses. Where once there was only speculation about the origins of the human desire to help others, a body of data is starting to fill the gap, revealing key workings of the biological hardware that make altruism or generosity possible. And then they say this represents a new scientific frontier. So it's really amazing how the more scientific advancements come out, the more they actually debunk evolutionist theory. So we're not going to focus on evolution today, but we're going to focus on what they found with the science. So what they did in this one study, they hooked up 19 people to brain scanners and then gave them a list of charities and then say you have three options. You can either donate to a charity, you can just not donate, or you can put the money we're going to give you into your own account, a reward account. So you have three options. Donate, just don't do anything, or keep the money for yourself. And what they found was really interesting. They found that a number of different areas of the brain lit up when people decided to give to a charity. One of the areas, in this quote here, found that the brain actually releases dopamine, you know, the pleasure chemical, when we give. So we've all experienced in our kind of in our guts or our brain when we give to someone to help them and we feel good about it. You know, it really makes us, you know, warm and fuzzy. And they're finding that that's actually dopamine. There's nothing more or less than it's dopamine is the same thing that activates when you have a chocolate bar or you have a steak at the feast and a glass of wine. And it's even the same chemical that is aroused when comes to fruition when people take drugs. And this actually, you can get addicted in a way to giving if you are constantly doing it, which obviously is what God wants. So we'll finish up some of the studies and then we'll jump into the Bible. But the quote about dopamine here, it says, the scans revealed that when people made the decision to donate to what they felt was a worthy organization, parts of the midbrain lit up, the same region that controls cravings for food and sex, and the same region that became active when the subjects added money to their personal reward accounts. And then a second area of the brain lit up, the subguinal area in the part of the frontal lobes. And this area contains lots of receptors for oxytocin, which is a hormone that promotes social bonding. So I won't get into more of the science, but other studies have confirmed the same thing, where there are multiple different kind of feel-good areas of the brain that light up when we give. So they found that volunteering your time also is the same benefits. So let's go over it now that we're in Acts 20. Let's read a quote from Christ, which is kind of an interesting quote because it's Paul quoting Christ. So it's not a direct quote from the Gospels. But in Acts 20, in verse 34, this is Paul writing, and he says, yes, you yourselves know that these hands have ministered unto my necessities and to them that were with me. He's saying his goodbyes here. And verse 35 says, I have showed you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak, so giving, he's talking about, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said it is more blessed to give than to receive. And the Greek word for blessed here actually means happy. So 2,000 years ago, Christ, or Paul and Christ were saying, it's more blessed to give, you feel happier if you're giving than if you're receiving. And then science now has totally confirmed that. And it flies in the face of evolutionist theories about generosity and human beings. So it really is amazing when you think about how dopamine, God actually designed us to receive dopamine, a pleasure chemical, when we give. It's not as if God just tells us, well, give to others because I gave you a lot of blessings. So God gives us a lot of blessings, so we have to share with others. He also gave us this feel-good, you know, hormone, multiple different things going on in our brain when we give. And Christ exactly says this, where it's better to give. You're happier when you give than you receive. So the benefits, when you think about if someone gets a gift, the person who's actually getting the short end of the stick in a strange way is the one who is receiving the gift. You know, if I give Mr. Phelps $1,000, he might think, wow, that's great. I'm going to go, do such and such. But I'm actually the one who's getting the most dopamine. And so think about that as you go through the holy days and the feast and all of the activities where we're going to be around brethren, even though we'll still be, in COVID times with social distancing. We're going to have opportunities coming up to give to others and to help them or volunteer for things. And you can use this knowledge about the Bible and about science to kind of motivate you even more to give. Let's look at one more, just as we come to a conclusion, let's go to Luke 6. Let's go to Luke 6 and see something else Christ said just about the general principle of giving. In Luke 6, and we'll start in verse 30. Christ says, "Give to every man that asks of you, and of him that takes away your goods, ask them not again." So don't try to get your stuff back if someone takes something from you. Just let it be. "And as you would that men should do to you, do also to them likewise." Let's skip down to verse 34. "And if you lend to them of whom you hope to receive, what thanks have you? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies," verse 35, "and do good," and lend. In other words, give, hoping for nothing again. So when you give money to someone or something, don't expect it back. Just lend and hoping for nothing in return. "And you shall be, if you do this, you shall be the children of the highest, for he is kind unto the thankful and to the evil." And in verse 38, we'll close with this verse. "Give, and it shall be given unto you." So if you give, you're going to be taken care of, whether by others or by God. "Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom." That's the old King James. "For with the same measure that you meet or give, it shall be given back to you." So if we have an open hand, and think about the offerings coming up, if we give and are generous, we're going to have a lot more dopamine in our system. We don't have to do drugs to do dopamine. We don't have to keep hitting that chocolate bar, which is going to be tempting at the feast. But we can also focus on giving to others to get that dopamine. And then that's where God has designed us to do that, so that we learn that give way of life. We learn to put others first. So after we've gone through all these different scriptures and the scientific research, now you can see how you can actually become addicted and how God wants us to be addicted to giving. So it's more proof that Christ was absolutely right when he said, "It's more blessed to give than to receive."